The BC Lions open the 2024 season at home against the Calgary Stampeders on June 15, the first of 5-4 p.m. starts in the team's 70th season anniversary season. The club announced the schedule Thursday and owner Amar Duman is promising to bring another hitmaker to perform a concert at the home opener. The June 17 kickoff against the Edmonton Elks featured hip-hop legend LL Cool J and drew the 2023 season's biggest crowd of 26,814, according to figures released by the BC Pavilion Corp. Freedom of Information Office. The club announced 33,103 on game day, representing tickets distributed. The Lions played six home games in 2023 at 4 p.m. under first-year president Duane Villeneuve in an effort to attract younger fans and those from outside the Lower Mainland. They can come in and come to the game and then get back to the island or go back to the interior and not have to stay the night, and also it's a good time for families, Villeneuve said. The 4 o'clock starts were a hit for us and we pushed to get as many as we possibly could for 24. In 2024, the schedule includes home games on 4 Saturdays, 3 Fridays and 1 each on Thursday and Sunday. For the first time, the Lions will play in Victoria at Royal Athletic Park on August 31 in the CFL's Touchdown Pacific against the Ottawa Red Blacks. Overall, the Lions averaged 18,858 attendance for their 9 regular season games and the West semifinal win over Calgary, the second most attended game at 24,571. The Lions' smallest crowd was September 16 against Ottawa, 15,376. Lions fans will be fighting inflation again in 2024, so season ticket packages start at $205 for the upper family zone and $85 for youths ages 17 and under. Our owner wants to be accessible, and so wherever he wants to try to take away as many barriers as possible to experience the BC Lions, Villeneuve said. The CFL's former Chief Grey Cup and Events Officer joined the Lions as Chief Operating Officer in 2022 and became President in 2023. The club hopes to end next season on November 17 at BC Place in the 111th Grey Cup, which features a six-day festival benefiting from a $3.5 million provincial subsidy. The stadium's other anchor tenant, the Vancouver Whitecaps, will also celebrate a milestone anniversary in 2024. The 50th anniversary of the original Whitecaps debuting in the North American Soccer League. The NASL folded after the 1984 season, 5 years after Vancouver's Soccer Bowl, 79 triumph. The Vancouver 86ers launched in the Canadian Soccer League in 1987 and rebranded as Whitecaps before the 2001 A-League season. The schedule for the Whitecaps' 13th Major League Soccer season features Inter Miami on May 25, which could be the first visit by World Cup champion Lionel Messi. First things first, the Whitecaps will make their 2024 debut Starlight Stadium in Langford on February 7 against Mexico's Tigres UANL in February CONCACAF Champions League play. The rematch of last August's League's Cup shootout thriller is happening outside Victoria due to the Home and Garden Show at BC Place. That was one of 23 matches overall, 18 MLS. 2 CONCACAF, 2 Leagues Cup and 1 Canadian Championship, in a season that saw the Whitecaps average 14,095 attendance. The Whitecaps scored the biggest single-game crowd among the anchor tenants, with 28,493 at the November 4 home playoff loss to Los Angeles FC. The 30,204 announced on game night represented the number of tickets distributed. It was the first time since the team's 2011 move to BC Place that it opened Level 4 seating and the biggest MLS match turnout since Sept. 15, 2018 when 25,832 watched the Whitecaps edge the Seattle Sounders. The team opened the season at home before 16,368 against Real Salt Lake on February 25. LAFC's April 5 visit for a CONCACAF Champions League quarterfinal match was the worst attended of 2023, at 9,621, and one of three sub-10,000 crowds. In a scheduling anomaly, the Whitecaps played a seven-game road trip in August and September. CEO Axel Schuster hired former Ticketmaster Vice President Aditi Bhatt last March as Chief Commercial Officer. Schuster told reporters in May that the Whitecaps want to be the most affordable professional sport in this town for families. Schuster has more than nostalgia to sell in 2024, after the club record 78 goals in the 2023 calendar year, achieving back-to-back Canadian championships and Cascadia Cups, and entering the MLS playoffs in two of the last three seasons. This fall we set a club MLS era record with a 95% season ticket renewal, and we are well on our way to set a record for new season members, Schuster said in a statement. Also at BC Place in 2023, the HSBC Canada Sevens rugby tournament expanded with a women's division and an extra day, drawing a total 47,572 across 3 days from March 3 to 5. It will return Feb 23 to 25 as the rebranded HSBC SVNS Vancouver. The biggest sporting event of the year was December 5, the international soccer swan song for Burnaby's Christine Sinclair. The crowd for Canada's 1-0 women's soccer friendly win over Australia was announced as 48,112. The official tally has not been released. Pavco officials said September 2 that Ed Sheeran's The Mathematics Tour concert set the venue's all-time attendance record at 65,061. The official tally provided by the Crown Corporation was 62,964. Twitter.com/BobMackin